This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Let's roll. Co-pilot on the passenger side, be so fly. She's so lit, we so high. Just me and my chick, yeah. Just me and my chick, yeah. Co-pilot on the passenger side, be so fly. Yeah, she's so lit, we so high. Just me and my chick, yeah. Just me and my chick, yeah. She give me eggs.
Yo, 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 what's up, y'all? Welcome to another one, man. This is your boy, Rob One, and this is Sparking Conversation, and y'all know what I do up here each and every week, man. I talk to some of the world's most interesting people, and today I'm going to do the same thing. I got a really dope show for y'all tonight. I got a really dope psychic mom coming on. It's going to be really fly. So listen, this is what I need to do, okay? Like last week, I had to start off my show, so I'm going to share my live, right? So this is what we're going to do. I got a couple of things I need to do real quick while people are coming in, okay? Because the one thing about doing the platform, right, at whenever you are doing one, it takes a whole lot of, you know, little intricate parts. It's a whole bunch of little intricate parts you got to be prepared for, all right? Everything don't always happen the way you want it to, but long as you stay consistent and long as you believe in your product, you know what I'm saying? It'll work out, right? I bet. So I got to do like I do each and every week. I got to start the show off with giving thanks. Giving thanks to all my people that download the audio version of this platform, because y'all the real MVPs. I tell y'all each and every week, I want to make sure that y'all always understand it. Why? Because look, man, it's a one thing for people to want to see you. But like I say, it's a different thing for people that want to hear you and hear the things that you and your guests talk about. All right. So listen, tonight's going to be a great show. Right. It's going to be more of a spiritual based show tonight, right? Because we're going to get into some things about what goes on in the world of psychics and, you know, what makes one a psychic and how do a person, you know, come to the realization that that's what they are, right? So, but before we get into all that, y'all know I got to do like I do each and every week. I got to make sure that I give a shout out to the people that support the platform. So I want to give a shout out to Second Round. Y'all know the vibes, man. The link is in the description. I want y'all to click on the link and go get all the information for Second Round and see what it does, y'all. I'm telling y'all, it'll help y'all out, man. I want y'all to know that all the products that we pretty much support here are products that, you know, we believe in, all right? So y'all go check them out. Another one is Java Burn. Y'all know the vibes. If y'all coffee drinkers and y'all need a little extra boost in your coffee, and I know, you know, on some instances people do the extra shot of espresso and all that, but Java Burn has a unique blend, right, where it helps you with burning things, right, like burning the fat, like helping you burn extra fat, right? You know what I'm saying? Not just, you know, just something to do, right? Where you just put it in, get your little boost of energy and just keep going. It also helps you burn calories, which most people, you know, I know that's a thing right now. It's like burning calories, losing weight. So Java Burn is the one, yo, all right? So I want y'all to check them out. Also, if you guys are in the smell goods, y'all know the vibe. If y'all in the smell goods, it's not the alcohol version. I want y'all to check out the fragrant oil spray, guys, at Aroma Air. The link is in the description, y'all. Y'all check them out. They have over 1,000 fragrances, and they keep adding new fragrances to the list. So y'all go out there, check them out, and see what's good, y'all, and then just go from there. I think you'll find what you like, and they have shower gels, body shower gels, lotions, and they have the spray for you, the oil spray, right? So, and the oil is made out of aloe, so, of course, you know, if you guys are allergic to aloe, I'm just letting y'all know that up front, but if you're not, then you know that's better for your skin than alcohol, so check them out. Also, y'all know the vibe, collective wear in the building, Sparking Conversation, merch, Sparking Conversation t-shirts. If you guys want to support the platform, y'all know what to do. The link will be in the description. Y'all go ahead and support y'all boy, cop a t-shirt, and, you know, and rock it proudly, yo, because right here on Sparking Conversation, yo, this is going to be the platform for the culture. This is the platform for the people, and I'm telling y'all, as I continue to grow and build this platform, we're going to have a whole lot more interesting discussions on this platform. And let me just give y'all a little bit of the vision, right? Because I could tell y'all, right? So I'm going to give y'all a little bit of vision. So eventually, I'm going to take Sparking Conversation from the way that it is right now to an actual studio. I want to take it to a studio where I have an audience there, a live audience that's watching the platform and the podcast. That way, even if I have to talk to people remotely because of the fact of conflict and schedules, they might not can't travel to the studio, we can still have the show, and I have a place for people to come if they want to come have a conversation in person, which will always be dope. And then interacting with my audience. Now, I ain't going to tell the details of how my audience will be able to interact with the show, but I will tell y'all this, it's going to get there, and I want y'all to remember this. It is April 22nd, 2025, and remember that I said this, that when this thing jump off and when it happened, I want y'all to be the ones that be like, yo, Ross said he was going to do that, because I'm going to do that, yo. I got to. All right? So, let's see. Let me share the live real quick, right? Because that's a thing, right? That's a thing. I've been told that I have to, or I should be sharing my live in the group. So I'm about to do that right now to help people come on in. Because like I said, I want the, today's conversation to be something dope, right? Yeah, so we're going to make that shape, all right? So shout out to Mayor Keller, right? I saw you on the check-in already. Right. Matter of fact, let me go to the comments real quick. Yeah. You want to read? Oh, all right, back. I don't know. I don't know if the psychics do the same thing as readings, but we'll figure it out. I'm definitely gonna ask, yo. I think psychics are more people who are supposed to know things beforehand or be able to tell you things during things. You know what I mean? But we're gonna get some clarification because it has to be that. Right? It has to be that. Got to be some clarification going on. Okay, so look, y'all know what I got to do before I get my guest on and everything. Before I bring my guest up and everything, y'all know what I got to do. I got to give y'all my little spill for what goes on and happens in the week, right? Y'all know we got to do that. All right, so real quick, continuing on from last week, right? When I was telling y'all that based on certain things I said, people be in my comments. Now, on TikTok, I'm going to be honest with y'all. TikTok is one of the most engaging platforms that you could be on as a content creator because the people on there will actually engage. Now, whether you like what they say or not, that's personal, but they will engage. And even if you are making a point and you want to prove a point, right? So here's something that I want to say. You know what I mean? We're living in a time now where if you guys don't see the PSYOP, right? If you guys don't see that there are powers that be, whoever those people may be, I don't want to add names to them, last names and all this other shit. But there is a real conspiracy out here to keep us separated. And what I mean by us is black and white people specifically, right? They're doing everything they can to keep us separated. Why? Because they're using our history and our past against us. And it's not our history and past. It's the past and history that they rewrote or whatever they came up with based on the things that we wasn't there. Right. But there's so many different manuscripts, so many books, so many different articles of people who lived a really long time ago that wrote about the way they wanted things to go way back then and it happening now. So it kind of makes you feel like somewhere along the line, information is being passed down and people are following it. But it also helps me to understand, too, that it's got to be something. It's the biggest conspiracy ever for them to make sure that they keep black and white people separate. And it's so corny because every time things happen between the two, it's the most broadcasted thing ever in the world, right? The most broadcasted thing ever in the world. Now, there was a 17-year-old guy in Dallas, Texas, right? His name was Tracy Haynes, right? This guy went to school. He shot 4 students at a high school in Dallas, Texas, right? This high school was black. The shooter was black. But you would think that because of that happened, it doesn't really matter what the color is, right? But you would think that that would be all over the news. It would be plastered everywhere. It would get the same amount of energy as Carmelo Anthony and what happened at the track meet, right? You would think that because at the end of the day, these are young people that are losing their lives in America. And to be honest with y'all, there's so much.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Let's talk about illegals and all these other things and immigrants and the things that they're doing to the citizens of the United States that's making them be public enemy number one. There's the fact that they got all these different people ready to scoop them up and scoop them out. But we are dealing with people that are from here, that live here, that raised here. And these are the things that they're doing to the American citizens too. It need to be that much of a priority for them to make sure that they stop it all the way around, but not just make sure that they stop it when it has something to do with black and white, or make it like the biggest thing, like the Vegas nightlife strip, to put the lights out there to let y'all know that something happened between a black and a white person. And then now it's discord to the point where people don't even understand perspective. They come on my post and they get upset because I am comparing them to the things that we should be obvious to. We should all be adults that use common sense, period. We should not be in our emotions and caught up in the fact that we're trying to stand up for something that none of us asked for. Like, I appreciate who I am. I appreciate what I was born into. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to be honest with you. Ain't none of us stood up there and said that we wanted to come here a certain color or not. So for us to sit up here and have to deal with the things from the people in the past in order for us to get through, everybody has PTSD. It don't matter what color you are. If you're white, if you're black, if you're poor, you're going through the same shit. I don't really care. It don't matter. Like, you can make it look like however you want it to look like. That's fine. But if you ever had to use powdered milk in your life, if you ever stood in the line for government cheese, if your ass ever had to hang an extension cord across to somebody else's house that had a power because yours was out, if you ever had to go through any of these different things, so did we. And if you could sit up here and find the things that we have more in common than the things that we have separate, then we can move forward and we don't have to be relying on people to do the things that we need, our basic necessities, right? Food, clothing, and shelter. Those are the things that they control the most, and they control your emotions based on those three things. And those are the three things that we can control on our own, and the fact that we don't. And I'm tired of it, yo. So listen, I'm going to say what I say and I'm going to speak my piece because that's what this platform is for. It's called Sparking Conversation. We're trying to spark conversation. We want y'all to think about things from the other way. You know what I'm saying? Have a different perspective on life, right? Because there are things happening to people all over the world. There are things happening to children. And there are people out here who we pay in the government that's out here. What about the congressman of Minnesota? What he doing out here, right? He just get caught for trying to solicit a minor for sex. Pedophilia running crazy out here. And we just acting like everything. Like, no, man. Do we think that it matter what color? Listen, let me tell you something as a parent. Do you think we matter what color the child is when it's a big, filthy, nasty, grown-ass person trying to take advantage of them and take their innocence from them? You think the color of the child matter? Fuck out of here. Like, I'm just saying, like, that don't matter, yo. And in this lifetime, we got to find things that we have in common more than we have separate. Well, whatever our differences is, right? Because you all got to pay attention. Everybody needs to be protected. Think about it. Now, you could be going, thinking you're going for a job interview and wind up in the back of somebody's van. There are people or reports being made that people are going on job interviews from situations that they're applying for jobs on Indeed and then showing up. And then the first red flag is that they're doing the interviews at night. And this is what I'm saying about people. Sometimes you got to let your common sense kick in, yo. Word up. If somebody going to tell you they coming for a job interview, but it's at night, that ain't the job for you unless you going to work at night. And even if you going to work at night, you need to have an interview in the daytime. Like, what we doing? Like, nah, yo, I don't need to have no tour of your facility unless you going to give me a job. So I don't need to be nowhere at night. But this is what's happening. People are disappearing for going to job interviews at night for jobs that they apply for in Indeed. Listen, y'all, they are doing things to people. Like, you know, it may matter what color you are at the point of whatever somebody is ordering off of the menu, but it don't matter for when it comes down to the people that's being affected. We all being affected. And until we realize that and find means to find common ground and work together and do the things we need to do, we all going to fall victim to our emotions and all going to fall victim to the stupidest shit that we got out here. And that's sitting up here talking about somebody's race, yo. Word. We still mad at that. We said it. It's true. Okay. So what? People used to have slaves here. Black people had slaves here too. White people had slaves. Black people had slaves. White people sold black people, sold white people. Black people did the same thing. Like, come on, stop playing. All the races out here was selling and doing shit to each other. Look at the way that Japan occupied China back in the day. Why you think China don't like their ass? And then Britain too. Like, yo, all these places had to deal with somebody that had to deal with something that they took from the people that was less fortunate. That happened all to everybody all over the world. I'm not saying some didn't happen worse than the other. They did. Okay. But what I'm saying to y'all is that there's nobody exempt from having a past of their culture being affected by somebody else trying to do some harm to them. And the fact of the people who are getting the harm done to them are the people who continue to take the harm. That's the difference. So anyway, shout out to all the people in Jamaica. I know y'all happy. It's a couple of other places that have been frozen chickens washing up on the shore. I don't know why y'all eating them. I'm trying to tell y'all where they come from. I don't know. They got the name on the package, but I'm just telling y'all, be careful, all right? Word. Everything that come to you that look like it's shiny and all that is not always gold, yo. Word up. But, you know, more power to y'all, but be careful out here, all right? I wanted to make sure I say that. Right? Because there's a lot of people out here who are taking things that they figure is free. You know, because everybody's in need. Free ain't always good. But all right, let me get to a couple of the comments and I'm going to bring my guest up because we got to get into this thing, man. We got to talk about things. I told y'all, we're going to get into the spiritual talk. And this is what I love. I love to get people in here who are not afraid to accept who they are. Right? And be themselves. Because y'all know on this platform, I talk to people with interesting stories. And I've talked to mediums already here. I talk to spiritual advisors. I've even spoken to people who said that they are spirit walkers, where they allow spirits to enter their body to give information out and all that other stuff. Y'all know that we have these conversations up here because they're interesting people in the world. They don't have to be famous to be interesting, right? But let me get into the comments real quick. so I put this up here earlier. Meg said she want to read. Now, we're going to figure this out. I don't know if psychics do the same thing as they do reading for people who do those type of things, but we're going to find out. I don't know. We'll find out. All right? All right. So, Oyandia TV, definitely, y'all. Double shout out to y'all, man. Salute to y'all. Y'all are doing amazing things. Your platform is growing. And you and the ladies over there, all the ladies over there, y'all are doing great, yo. So, continue the great work, man. The Roe Show, yes, yo. And we got to get together. But they said Socrates wasn't hated during his time because he asked too many questions. He was hated because his questions made people question themselves. People cannot look within to find answers or solutions. And that's a fact. Why? Because throughout the doctrination of religion, people feel like whatever is supposed to come to them is going to come to them outside of them. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, you can't get enlightenment from your ancestors, or you can't get enlightenment from other spiritual beings outside of yourself if you're in tune to that. I'm not saying that you can't get these messages, you know, got it passed down to you. What I'm saying is that a lot of people is not in tune to that. Right. So they expect something to come from outside of them. That's why religion is heavy like that, because it gives people a chance to blame somebody else. What makes you think in certain religions why they want to go up there and give you a confession? Like, because you confess, that's going to be something. Why? Because that's somebody saying that they're going to give you something outside of yourself versus you being able to change you. But anyway, let's get to it, y'all. I'm excited. I got my guests in the building. Oh, wait. Well, they were here. I think she just blacked out for a second, but she'll be right back. But either way it go, I'm telling y'all, we got to be more in tune on the spiritual end is what I'm thinking, because everything that's going on out here in this world right now is spiritual. The things that people are being attacked is spiritual. It's coming off as physical. It's coming off as, you know, things of the flesh, but really it's all spiritual, y'all. The things that we putting in the news, the things that they're making out there, it's all spiritual, y'all, for real. I bet. So look, my guest is here, Miss Melissa, and we're going to get her on, yo. So listen, check this out. Hey, how you doing, Melissa?
Hey, good to see ya.
All right, good to see you too, man. Glad to have you on the platform, yo. Thank you for joining us and being willing to share your story. Yeah, definitely. All right, Beth. So listen, this is what we're going to do. Before we get into too much, I want you to do me a favor. I just need you to introduce yourself to the audience and explain to them why you're on the platform this evening.
Well, I'm Melissa McCarty, and I am a psychic medium. I've been this way all my life. And my ancestors just gave me the green light to take the training wheels off. I'm now a full shaman. Yay!
Okay.
And I've been doing this, God, I don't know, since I was 3. And I absolutely friggin' love my work. Love what I do.
Okay, great. So let's get into that. Let's figure out a little bit more about your work. So you said since the age of 3, you've mm-hmm. been doing this. So let's tell everybody exactly what this is. I know you said a psychic and a medium. And I know... Yep. And let's try to get some perspective, right? Because we know psychics and mediums don't necessarily do the same thing, but you may have the gift of both, right? So explain to the people. So explain to the people the difference between the two and how you are able to work between the two.
Well, what a psychic does is they're able to see past, present, future. I'm able to see past, present, and occasionally future, not all the time, not always, but sometimes I'll get like little flashes of things. But a medium, on the other hand, works with spirit, and I'm able to communicate with the dead. So, yeah.
Right. So, in that, let's talk a little bit about the medium part first, and then we'll get to the psychic part. So in the medium of saying that you're able to talk to the dead, now, are you able to talk to the dead, like, is it like a channeling scenario, or can you see the spirits yourself?
I see, hear, feel, sense, know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Pretty much just about everything.
And so for this to actually kick in or whatever, do you have to be in like the physical presence of the person that you're actually doing a medium for? Or you could be like how we are now. You can see spirits if spirits are around a person And no matter what,
I can see them if they're around a person on cam. I can feel their energy, their energetic presence. I can hear them. Yeah, I can physically hear them. And I've been able to do this all my life. And so I can sense when they're around. I can, yeah, it's just kind of a mix of everything.
Okay. So being that you've been able to kind of, you know, pick up on his gift from an early age, when were you comfortable enough with accepting it? Did it scare you in the beginning? Was it something that you didn't really believe?
Yeah, in the beginning, it scared the hell out of me because, pardon me, I was raised in a family that basically did not believe and or were so highly religious that we weren't allowed to believe in anything.
Right.
So up until about age 21, it scared the living you-know-whatty out of me.
Right. And so how did you deal with that? Like, what made you, you know what I mean? All right, so I have a question that already came up. Someone asked, how were you able to determine that you had this gift, especially at age 3, which was kind of what I was getting ready to ask you myself, is like, how did you know? All right. So whenever you would see these things and it scared you, how did you deal with the fact of being scared until you can, you know, really accept it?
Back then, it was that I just handled spirit like I handle people. And I just treated them like regular people, like normal people. And if I didn't like their vibe, I said, you're not welcome here. Get gone. Get out of here. Go on. Leave. And they did. And then the ones that, you know, had kind of a good vibe, you know, it was like, well, you're welcome to stay if you behave yourself, you know.
Right.
And then between the two, it just kind of took off from there. And finally, age 21, when things really got going, my ancestors came from spirit and said, you're going to be a shaman. Yeah, I know. I'm like, what? Really? Yo, y'all want that? Y'all pull the strings and, well, we'll see what happens. Well, age 48, here we are.
Gotcha. So in the event that a medium, all right, so when a person comes to you and they say they want to talk to someone that has passed on, now, how are you able to channel that direct person and know that they're speaking to that person? Because from my understanding, now correct me if I'm wrong, from my understanding, there's a choice that is made once a person passes or once they leave the physical body, right? And it's a choice that has to be made. Either they go to the light or they decide to hang around because they don't want to do it all over again, right? Mm-hmm. So in that space, how would you know if a person has decided to come on and do this thing all over again, get back in line, that, you know, you are really talking to the person that the people are trying to get in contact with?
Well, for example, I can read a photo and their energy will, in fact, sit in on the reading and will communicate to me what they want their loved one to know. I can touch, like, a piece of jewelry, an object that that person had owned. I can read that energy. I can go to, say, where they lived, where they died. I can, you know, even go to their resting place and I can literally feel and pick up on the energy present.
Gotcha. And how would we know that it's that particular energy and not other energies that are around? Because, you know, there are, you know, other energies that can be present along with the one that, you know, a person may want to channel. So whenever that happens, though, right, and you do touch a piece of jewelry or a photo or whatever you use to connect with said spirit that has passed on. Now, in the communication process, is the communication more of a, you know, the person who hired you asking you questions to or giving you things to say to the spirit, and then the spirit is saying things back to you to give the message to the person, or it's just a one-way conversation with you giving the information to the spirit?
I think it's a little, the first thing you said, I think it's more like that.
Okay.
I mean, because I haven't really determined, you know, the cross path, but I do know that it does work. It absolutely works.
And then, so with that being said, I want to know, like, how often are you not able to connect with a said spirit? Is there like a percentage?
Say that, you know, say that they died just recently, they might not be ready to come through just yet because they're still, I think, on the other side, healing from what they went through in life.
Right.
And with the way that they passed, you see what I'm saying? So they might not come through immediately.
Okay. And so when you relay that to the person, do they, are they able to accept that, or do they question your abilities, or, you know,
sometimes
have anyone ever
had... question it? Sometimes they'll question my abilities, and sometimes, you know, they'll accept it because, you know, it's really a matter of, you know, the spirit's willingness to come through.
Okay, but
I can't force a spirit to do something. They have the free will to do whatever they want. I can't force it.
Right, right, right. And at least people have that understanding because, you know, you have people out here who claim psychic and medium who guarantee things. And that's what makes me a little weary of a person that can just 100% guarantee that it's going to be a certain thing, because we understand that. And even if some people who don't, you know, there are people who still think that the spirit is attached to the body where it's buried. Mm-hmm. You know, people still go to, right. But people still go to graveyards to have conversations with their passed on loved ones because they feel like they're there in the ground. Right. But when we know that in spirit, they're everywhere, if that's the case, not in the ground. Right. So we know that, but there are people who still do that. Right. Periodically. Mm-hmm. They'll even do it on like an anniversarial basis, like someone's birthday or whatever. They'll go out there to the gravesite, have a conversation and whatever they do there, their little ceremony. So we know that. So it's a good thing that you are at least honest enough to say that there's no real guarantee in the spirit actually wanting to communicate with those that are still here. You know, sometimes they, like you said, they may be dealing with the way that they pass and just don't want to talk right now, you know? So at least that's the thing that you said. So look, we got a couple of questions for you real quick, and then we'll get back to the conversation.
Okay.
We have OND at TV. They said, for children who may have this gift similar to yours, what words of advice would you give to the parents that will help them pay attention to their child as a type of gift? Which is a really good question, because some people may diagnose their children with having a problem versus a gift.
Right.
Now they're on medicine, and now their gift is suppressed. So how did you recognize, first of all, you're 3 years old, so I don't know if you would recognize or know what a medium or a psychic is. So did somebody say that to you?
No, I did not know what it was. No, I did not know what that was, but I knew that I had seen something. And it, what really scared me is it was going after my then infant sister. And that's where I said, no, we're not doing that.
Gotcha. So somebody in your family was affected affected by something that you could see. So that's what helped you to recognize that you had a gift. So I guess in the basic of the question from OND TV was like, all right, so are you able, because of yourself, are you able to tell if other people have a similar gift?
And yes.
Okay. And what are the signs that a person may have a similar gift?
Well, whether they be seeing, hearing, feeling, sensing, knowing, you know, because sometimes people come in with these abilities, whether it be by lineage and heritage, or they write it into their chart, or they decide, okay, well, you know, I'm going to do this or that or whatever, you know. I mean, people can actually be born with it. I was born with it. Whether I like it or not, I was born with it.
Mm. Okay. And so...
And what I say to most parents, and even the children that have these abilities, first off, no fear. Face it head on. And tell spirit what your boundaries are, when you can and cannot talk, what you want to talk about, when you're open and available to talk. Are you in school? If so, tell them, no, leave me alone. I'm trying to study. I'm sorry, I can't talk right now. You know what? Sit down, take a number. I'll get to you when I get to you.
Right. Well, listen, that makes sense, you know. But at the end of the day, like I said, there's a lot of people who may have a gift that they may not look at it as that. Oh, it looks like I'm frozen. That's weird. But it may just, they don't recognize that they have a gift, right? Like I said, some people may look at it like it's something wrong with them, or some people may be in fear to let other people know that they see, feel, and hear things because without them being labeled crazy. So that's right. Why I'm asking you these questions about the medium part, because I understand the medium part is almost equivalent to people who say they see ghosts, right? Because you have a child.
Which I do.
Okay, right. But then you got it with a child, right? When kids are children, they say that's just their imagination, or they just imagining things. When we know that a lot of times kids, the gifts of children, or the gifts in us, even as adults, like we have those gifts too, but we've suppressed it, right? Because of the fact that we didn't want to be labeled crazy, or we didn't have people in our lives who were smart enough to recognize that we might have the gift. Or because we had the gift, somebody's recognized something different about us and then put us on medicine.
Right.
Right? So that's sort of what we have to deal with in the sense of, you know, having a spiritual gift. It's not always one of them things where, you know, it's accepted. And in certain communities, it's less accepted than others.
Right.
Right. For you to be able to say to yourself, like, listen, I see people or whatever, without somebody saying, nah, you don't see nobody. Are you crazy? Are you sure you see people? All right, look, we got to go get them evaluated. Now they got you sitting on somebody's couch talking to a psychiatrist or something because they're trying to figure out if mentally if you all there or not, versus them trying to understand that you might have a gift and you can speak to things that are, you know, here but not here, you know, because it's so many different instances of that, right? But look, we got another question for you before we get back into the conversation. They said you mentioned shaman several times. What exactly is a shaman and your role as a shaman? Yeah, so what would you consider a shaman?
Well, I am 16th generation Virginia Iroquois, Cherokee, and Navajo. But the Cherokee and Navajo are lesser lines, but my Iroquois is my direct line. And basically, I work with nature, I work with spirit, I work with pretty much every realm of creation to affect healing. That's essentially what a shaman is a healer using nature.
Gotcha. So more of, you know, holistic approaches to helping people get through certain things that they may be dealing with. Because from my understanding, a lot of people come to shamans not just for, but mostly for their help with certain addictions. I noticed that most people, when they find it really hard to deal with the addictions they have, they go to a shaman to help them. I don't know if I want to say kind of sweat it out, but I think there's a literal and a metaphorical version of that. It's both, I think, when it comes down to it. But yeah, so I know a lot of people are known to go to shamans to help them battle with different addictions. What would be the reason why, you know, people come out, you know, with what type of healing are you specializing
in? Well, I'm more of an energy healer. I'm an energetic healer. I use my energy to affect healing.
Okay. And in that healing, what, you know, what healing does that do for the other person? Like, how does a person come and be able to channel off your energy in order for them to be healed?
Well, I can use my energy to essentially relieve pain and even heal different illnesses and ailments.
Okay. And so is there a limit to what you heal and cannot heal?
Not really.
Okay. So what made you understand that? Like, you saying that you were told in the spirit space that you were going to be a shaman, but was there any event that took place before that led into that?
Well, not before that, but some years later, I was in New Mexico, and I saw a lady whose hand was all kind of gnarled up like that. Mm-hmm. And just my heart sank into my stomach. And I went up to her. I said, you know, for whatever it's worth, I hope you feel better soon. And I noticed my hands just heated up. I mean, heated up to white hot. I mean, it was painful hot. And I said, here, put your hand between my hands. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to straighten the energy in your hand. And this will help the doctors to do their work better. Now, I'm not going to guarantee a 100% cure, but at least it will help. Mm. I don't know how good or how well this will work, but give it a shot, you know? She came back to me a year later. Only that finger was like that. She only had to have one more surgery on that finger, on, you know, her small finger, mm-hmm. and she could open and close her hand normally. I mean, I was floored. I could not believe that it had actually worked. I mean, I was just like, wow.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of times, you know, things could work if a person believes as well. Right. Mm-hmm. If a person comes to a person for help and they believe that that person can really help them, then, mm-hmm. I mean, it works out. Because, I mean, they got the story in the Bible where they said that the lady that was bleeding for mad long, she just touched the hem of his garment and she was healed because she believed in him that much. Like, she didn't even have to touch his hand, just touch what he was wearing because of what he was wearing was blessed. Right. In the sense of what she was saying, but she believed in him that much that if she could just touch even what he's wearing, she could be healed. And because of that thought process, she was, which goes back to the power of the mind. The mind is very powerful, and a lot of people have gifts, right? Mm-hmm. That they don't accept. Right. Mm-hmm. Because it's outside of societal norm. And to say that you are a medium and psychic and stuff like that, that's not a norm. Unless you're somebody who is a skeptic. Because most people that are skeptics run across things to be skeptical about. Right. The people who don't believe in spiritual stuff, they get the most experience with spiritual stuff because they don't believe it. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And because they don't believe it, it puts them in a place where they're skeptic and they question everything to the point where they don't believe it. So even themselves, it turns off their gift, right? Because there's so many people, even you were 3 and now you said you're 48 and you're still doing this. Can you imagine how many people that are 48 and above right now that was once kids that had gifts that they suppressed? Because of the thought process of thinking that something was wrong with them versus it being something is right, you know? And that's a lot of things that happen with the relationship between parents and children, right? You have so many different communities where, you know, the parents don't tell, you know, they'll tell their children they could be anything, right? You can be anything you want to be in the world. But the one thing that they feel like they are is the one thing that people say they can't. Because like they said, one person may come out and say, hey, I'm a psychic. And they'll be like, yeah, that's the one thing you can't be. I thought you said I could be anything. Yeah, but you can't be that because people are going to think you crazy. Versus you might really have a gift, right? So that's part of it too. So I think that it takes a lot of courage to admit to something that people would possibly ridicule you for or not believe in you, because there's a lot of people who've been taken advantage of by people who say they have spiritual gifts and the people don't have
spiritual gifts. I don't do that. I mean, yeah, I work, you know, I do prefer to get paid for the work that I do, but it is in the interest of, you know, being able to pay my bills and my rent and my expenses, you know, just like any other business or job or anything like that. And, you know, it's just a matter of what people are willing to believe and or not believe, depending on their own system of whatever they have. So, yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's how things mostly go. You know, people have their own thought process of how they feel like things go. And if it doesn't align with the way that they think, they automatically go against it, you know, versus just understanding a perspective. They don't have to agree with a person to understand a perspective, right? Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit about the psychic part, right? Because okay. The medium part is different. It's talking to spirits, you know, interacting with spirits, seeing spirits, being able to communicate with spirits and the whole nine. But now, when it comes to the psychic part, that is the real one that will get a person laughed at, so to speak, by you saying that you are a psychic. Because it's like a psychic does one of three things or all things. They either see past, present, and future, or they see past and present. Right? Or,
well, it can, you know, be any combination of past, present, future, past, right, present, or present, future. It can be one and or all three.
All right. So where does, how do you pick up on that energy outside of it coming? Now, is there a difference in the spirits that talk to you when it comes to the psychic portion versus it being a person coming to you saying, hey, I want to talk to my great uncle? It's a different set of whatever your spirit guides may be. Is that who come to you? Okay, so how does that, how does that work?
Okay, my guide David, he pulls all the information for me from what is known as Hall of Records. I'm a frequent flyer over there, so, you know, I kind of pick up a lot of information when I'm over there, and that's usually while I'm sleeping and but otherwise, my guide, David, he picks up all the information for me, brings it to me and says, okay, here's what you need to know. Go for it. And I go, okay. And I just pour through it. I just, all right, this is cool. Right on, you know. And then someone will say, oh, did you hear about it? It's like, yeah, already heard it. I already know.
Gotcha. So you have a spirit guide that you know by first name basis. So David is your spirit guide. Mm-hmm. All right. So would David be an ancestor of yours, or it's a spirit that just connects to you personally?
A spirit that connects to me personally. I don't know where I know him from, but I know I know him. I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know when. I just do.
Gotcha. And you said you're, so you're connected to, when you said you're asleep, you're over what, the Akashic Records? Is that where you're saying that you are connected? Mm-hmm. Okay, and so
with I'm in that and out of there so frequently, they call me frequent flyers. So,
okay, all right, and so with that, is that a thing? Okay, so let's try to narrow this down a little bit, because
it's
in the psychic space,
like the largest library you have ever seen in your life. I mean, any subject on any person anywhere in the world in any time period. You know, past, present, future, don't matter. Anything you want to know about. I mean, anything. You name it. I mean, you want to know about, say, Akashic Records, or you want to know about Library of Alexandria, or you want to know about, I don't know, any period within time and history, any planet, any universe. It's all there. You can pick up books on anything, go sit in a corner, plop down, and just read.
Mm. That's crazy. Because a lot of people cannot access that. Because if they could, they would really, really try to pay attention to their past lives, because they would use that as a means to knowing how to get it right in the life that they're living. Right? Because there's so many people here who still are not living in their purpose because they don't believe in the gift that they was given. I'm telling you, this whole thing about whether you're a psychic or whether you're a medium or whether you are anything that considers it to be a gift, there's a lot of people here who will keep coming back here because they don't understand that their gift is part of their purpose. A lot of people are just, you know, infatuated with the, I'm going to work, I'm paying bills. And even the people who have really good jobs, decent jobs, where they have things left over from paying bills and that helps them with a lifestyle, they don't realize that that's not what they're here for. They're not here for that, right? And so many people are afraid to tap into their spirit part or their gifts because, you know, it's that. Or they use age as a reason. They use age as a reason to consider themselves tapped out. You know how many people, or for example, if you got people who have the gift of, let's just say music, songwriting, right? And maybe in their teenage years, they pursued a career and they didn't make it then. Right? Because a lot of people don't believe in timing. They don't believe in a lot of different things. But if the music business is as evil as it is, a lot of people don't realize they've been spared to have to even go through those certain things. Right. You know, it's not that they was not supposed to make it a certain space, right? They just was going to have to be patient enough to trust the process and that you're being protected as well, too. That's the same thing with Hollywood. That's the same thing with a lot of people. Some people, right, they are protected by their ancestors, right? That will take a process that you love and delay it only to keep you in a space where you don't have to compromise who you are because you're trying to ascend to the next level, right? And with that being said, this is going to tie into this next question that we have. We have another question by Oyandia TV, and they're saying, how was your first encounter with your spirit guide, David, and how did you know that he was in your corner and a good spirit? That's a great question.
Okay, I was homeless at the time. I was living in a motel room. My then husband and my cousin had gone out to get some groceries. And I was talking on, I think it was Facebook, if I remember right, with some people from one of my groups, and they were talking about spirit guides. I said, you know, I really don't know mine. I don't even know if I have one. And they said, oh, you have one. Just ask them. Okay, well, fine. And so I was sitting there just kind of quietly minding my business. I mean, just mind my business, not even looking to hear from anything or anyone, you know? And all of a sudden, I hear this big male voice. I mean, just clear as day, like I hear you. I physically heard him say, hi, I'm your guide. My name is David. Point blank, I'm like, okay, hey, David, what's up? Nice to meet you, you know?
Right. And so you automatically picked up on energy from David in order to know that he was really a god and not just
all
someone.
All I know is that that's what this spirit said, so I accepted it. And you know what? That man is right as rain. I mean, I have had several cases that I have worked come up, and between him and my ancestors, they pulled a bunch of records. I mean, charts, maps, records, etc. I'm looking at all this going, wow, yo, this is mine for me to look at? They go, yeah, take a look. I goes, cool. I mean, I'm sitting there pouring through everything they pulled out. I goes, David, this real is for sure? He goes, yeah, 100%. I goes, okay, I'm trusting you on this. So here we go. And so I gave the information. Well, sure as shooting, I was, right as rain.
Right. So with that being said, on staying more on the psychic topic, how would you use any psychic gift? Like, did people come to you? Were you helping with crimes? Were you helping with lost people? Like, how does this work where you can guarantee that you get
on? As far as missing persons go, I right now am batting about 100 for 100. I'm really, really good at that. And I even went to law enforcement a few times, said, look, here's the details from spirit. Here's what you need to know. Go for it. Go get them. Nab them. Lock them behind bars where these folks can't hurt no one else ever, ever, ever. And, well, it happened. And they said, well, how did you get so right? I goes, up there, that's how. You can thank Spirit for that one. In fact, you can thank my guy, David. He gave me all the info I needed to know. Sorry, I have allergies.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people are dealing with that right now. It's all love. But yeah, so that's the thing, because so 100 for 100. So, and that's just based on people coming to you, or you volunteering information?
It's information I got from Spirit based on cases that I just came across. Like, for example, I've done all about 18 cases so far. I worked 18 of them. And four of them made the AP wire, and one I actually physically channeled.
Wow. And so the outcomes to these things, is it always the person finds whoever they're looking for? Or, I don't know if it's always that the person is still alive or not, but either way it go, is the person discovered, whether they're alive or not? Or how does that work? You can only pick up on energy if it's alive.
Yeah, I always know if they're alive or dead. I always know.
That's deep. And you're able to give that information to the people that's looking before they even go look. So they know what to look for. They know to look for a body or look for a person.
Like, for example, I was in Siskiyou County, California, and someone's loved one had drowned in the Klamath River. And they were looking for the body, you know, so they could drag it out of the water and bury him with his family. And so I went to go help them look for it. They said, nobody's been able to help us. We don't know what to do. Law enforcement won't touch it, blah, blah, blah. I goes, okay, yeah, I'll take a chance on it. I get out of the truck. I look about 100 feet upriver. I goes, oh, he's right there. And he's staring a hole through me. There goes, you're sure it's him? I goes, I can see him like I can see you. He's right over there, and he is staring a friggin' hole through me. And they're like, but how do you know? I goes, look, I know, okay? I've been doing this long enough to know my business. This is my business. I know. Just trust me. I know. They took me downriver to see if he had maybe gone further downriver. I said, no, he ain't here. But there are others here, and they are far older than any of us. These are elders. And they goes, I swear to you, the color on this guy's face drained. His eyes went wide. His jaw hit the floor. He goes, there's no way you could have known that. I goes, well, what was I not supposed to know? He goes, our elders buried their dead on the banks of this river. I goes, okay, that's why it feels like a cemetery to me. Uh-huh. That makes sense. Yep. Well, they're here. And so, you know, I said, to those resting here, I send you love and peace and honor, and I embrace you with my whole heart. And I felt a pair of arms come around me and just very gently and lovingly embrace me. And I just nodded. I go, oh, I love you too. Oh, thank you. And so that was really nice. The spirits there embraced me. So we went back up river. I goes, I looked again. I said, yeah, he's right there. And he's staring a daggone hole through me. That's exactly where you're going to find him, is right there up river, about 100 feet on the left. Or, well, what was my left, but, you know, on the right of the river.
Yeah.
So.
Dang. And so they found
the next day, they fished him out of the water right where I said he was. I said, I thought so. And then several weeks later, we go back down, you know, that way, because I'm doing some other work for, you know, the work that I do. And I look, and his spirit ain't there no more. How you like them apples?
Wow. So a lot of times where the body is, the spirit is attached to the space that the body is. and it doesn't really leave where the body is. So that makes sense for when people say that a house is haunted sometimes.
Oh, yes.
It's because sometimes it's a spirit or the body is still in the house somewhere.
Sometimes that, and sometimes it's that the spirit has unfinished business with this lifetime. And they're not ready to go until they can complete the work. And they need someone who will listen to what they have to say and the message that they have to give before they can actually go over.
So, yeah, and that's the only thing. But then you have the majority of people or just only a certain group of people who even believe in what you do in order to know that there's something in the house that wants to communicate and not just want you to get up and move. So I'm going to be honest. If something starts floating around in here, we out. I'm going to be honest. I don't know.
Just don't be afraid of it. You know, you can actually make friends with spirit. Believe it or not, I've done that. I don't know, hundreds of times. You can make friends with these spirits. It's not that hard.
Well, I mean, I guess you can say that because you got spirits that hug you. But, I mean, for most other people, they, you know, it depends on what spirits they see because they might see those ones that's trying to cross over that do harm. You know, like everybody, people have gifts, right? And what they see sometimes is not always pleasant. When it comes to the spirit world, right? So
and sometimes, if it's too negative, then I would advise definitely move on.
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, that energy is one that is undeniable. Negative energy is undeniable for people that are living. Like, you could be in a room with a bunch of living people and pick up on negative energy and be like, you know what? This ain't the room for me. And if you have any type of discernment. And I say that because... You know, there are people who do not. You know, there are things that happen to people because they don't have any discernment. You know, there's a lot of people who haven't been taught to pay attention to their surroundings. You know, and then there's so many instances where people are walking and their faces is in their phones. They out to eat and their faces in their phones. You know, they're not looking up and looking around and seeing what's seeing them. You know, so it makes for a bad day when people don't pay attention. But yeah, I'm there's a lot of different things that signs that there are spirits in a house, right? So let's talk about that for a minute as a psychic. What comes across as signs that you may have a spirit in your house?
Well, there's a lot of them. Like say something taps you on the shoulder and nobody's there. Or you feel arms surround you and hold you. Yeah, that's one of them. You hear footsteps or you hear voices or whispers. Things move on their own or get moved from one place to another without you touching them. Bed sheets get, you know, all tousled. Or your bed sheets get pulled off the bed, or, you know, say you're at a hotel or something and you come back and your stuff is all neatly folded on the bed, you know, or you're like packed up and you didn't pack your stuff up. There's stuff falling and breaking without being touched, or, things being thrown, or there's so many different things.
Yeah, all of those seem kind of obvious except for the hotel thing, because that would be that it's a spirit following you or it's one that's attached to the hotel room, right?
One that's attached to the hotel. And people themselves that come and go from these places leave their energy behind all the time. So... no doubt that something could unattach from them and attach to the place, you know?
That's crazy. Yeah, I know. That happens. I got another question for you real quick, and it's in the lines of what I asked you too. So it was like a light flickering in a room. What does that typically mean in your experience from a spiritual perspective, especially when the light bulb was just replaced?
Oh, goodness. Good question. Usually it means that you are either what is known as a slider, in other words, someone that affects things like lights, electronics, etc. You can turn things on or off using just your mind and your own energy, or it can indicate the presence of a spirit. Because gotcha. They too can affect electronics and or electrical devices like lights, lamps, etc. I do it sometimes. I know it's the craziest thing. Even I do it sometimes. Yes, I'm an energy sensitive as well. I've been known to turn things on and off. I've been known to move things with my mind. Yeah, it's crazy.
You know, I think it's a lot of things that are unexplainable, right? And even those things that are unexplainable kind of could be if we had a level of acceptance that didn't come with shame. You know, the whole spiritual realm is vast, right? And the different gifts and abilities that people have when it comes to connecting with the spirit, because in my opinion, which I'm sure that this is written somewhere, but in my opinion, you know, we're spiritual beings having a physical experience, right? You know, mm-hmm. I feel more so that I just think that our physical experience overshadows the spiritual part because of how we feel, you know, our five senses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our five senses take over in the sense of what our third eye would be, which would mm-hmm. be our spiritual sense.
Right.
People rely more on the five senses than they do their spiritual sense, so it turns your gift off. And to me, I think it's like one of those things that what a gift is. A gift is not a gift if you don't accept it. If you don't accept it, it's just a gesture, right? If somebody's coming to give you something, that's a gesture. But if you don't accept it, then that's not the gift. It only becomes a gift when you accept it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's so in the event that you're giving something, it's a gesture. And if you don't accept it, then it will be there. Either the person will leave the gift there. You'll get to it when you're ready, if it's meant for you, or the person could be trying to give you something. You don't want it. And then they'll just say, okay, well, I'll take it back. I'll give it to somebody else. That's right. What's called re-gifting. Right now, we all do that in real life. A person will get a gift, they don't like it, they'll re-gift it, give it to somebody else, right? But in the sense of having that, that's the same thing with the gifts that we get from God, right? Like, listen, you know, you could be given a gift because, like you said earlier, things are passed down through generations and bloodlines and all these other things. But in my community, I can say this. Outside of past slavery, people don't really know what their lineage is. They don't know. They all think we came over here on boats, right? So if long as people think that all of us that are here came over here on boats and we wasn't already here, right, before the boat showed up, then that is always going to keep you in a place of thinking that you come from a place that's 1,000 miles away, when technically you just look like the people from 1,000 miles away, but you're really from here. But that's only taken if people want to take that extra step and figuring out who they are. Right now, we got a bunch of people who are only understanding who they are from a perspective of their emotions. You know, like, oh, I'm this person, or I'm this way, or I don't like this, and I don't like that. I only like, you know, that's what people think they are. Just the things that they feel like they're willing to accept and not accept, when that's not who you are, right? But that's only a part of you. But who you are really, it all makes sense once you just, you know, once you figure that out. And, you know, through DNA, you can figure that out, right? Through DNA tests, you can figure out exactly what haplogroup group you make up. And once you figure that out, you can figure out the trends or what those people believed in. And then you'll realize, like, oh, so from this group of people where I come from, they did this. No wonder I feel like this. But it's hard for people to only see past Virginia, the Virginia line, thinking that as far as they came was from somewhere cotton was at. Long as my people still think that way, we're always going to be disconnected from our true gifts and our true lineage of who we are. And we won't always look like we need medicine because we ain't willing to accept that.
I'm not only Psychic, medium, shaman. No, I'm much more than that. I'm also part Wicca, part gypsy, also in my lines. And I have studied my genealogical lines all the way back to whenever. But anyway, I intermix everything and I do what I do and I absolutely love it. Love it.
Right. And it's a place to love yourself once you accept yourself. I think accepting yourself is the greatest form of love ever. Once you realize, because, you know, insecurity is really expensive. Mm-hmm. Right. It costs a lot to be insecure. Right. That's where all these other things, these additives we add on, makeup, lashes, hair, you know, fake this, fake that, you know, because it's expensive to be insecure. But loving yourself to the point where you can accept yourself for who you are, that's an amazing thing within itself. Because, like I said, you know, sometimes for you to accept something, you got to know it. Like, you got to know who you are. And, you know, far too often, and a lot of people just don't know who they are. They think the things that who they are is just what makes up their emotions. But that's not the case. So, yo, I think, you know, that's why I'm thankful that you came on tonight. Let me say that, because whether a person believes in your gift or not, that's not the point of having this conversation. The conversation that I like to have with people is from a perspective of a person that's willing to accept who they are, irregardless of the way other people think. And, you know, there are so many things that are unexplainable in this world. There's nobody that can honestly tell me that something is not real because they don't believe it. Mm-hmm. Believing something has nothing to do with whether it's real or not, right? We know that there are groups of people here who have a certain amount of money that are privy to certain information and people who don't. And that's the good thing about having money, is that you're privy to information. There's a lot of people who are not privy to information. I think that what you said tonight, there's somebody out here who has a whole library full of what you just said tonight, where there's other people who don't even have magazines in their house no more because they don't read, because everything's on the phone, right? So there's a level of things that are hidden from people, the occult, right? And then there's things that are just kept from people just based on the fact that if you knew it, you would help yourself. So I'm thankful for people like you who are not afraid to, you know, say who you are and what you are and stand on it, regardless if people believe in it or not. Because listen, from this conversation that we had tonight, trust me, I'm going to be putting these clips up and there are people out there that are going to be like, oh man, that lady don't know what the hell. She ain't no damn psychic. There's always come with that. But it's the same thing that it happens with anything. You could be like, yo, I'm a million, I'm a business owner. Yeah, you ain't got no business. Your business ain't making no money. You don't own no business. So there's always somebody that's going to be skeptic of a person based on the way that they feel about themselves. So that's why I say it's very important that we believe in ourselves, right? So I just want, if anybody wants to get in contact with you for any particular thing, for first of all, before you get back, let them know what your services are. Like, what are those? You said you're a lot of things. You're Wiccan, you're gypsy, which we understand that gypsy comes from a place of, you know, just short for the old Egyptians, right? But I don't think a lot of people know that, right? I don't. Well, I think people just think it's that.
I'm not entirely sure about that reference, but I do know that it means that, you know, it's akin to all the, like, druid lines, the Wicca lines, the shamanic lines, all that stuff, which I'm shaman, druid, Wicca, gypsy in that order. And that's in all of my lines combined.
Gotcha.
So, you know, I just say it's all pretty much the same thing. It's all healing. It's all energy work. It's all, you know, nature-based. It's all interconnected with each other, and so therefore I'm able to really combine it and do my work.
Okay, bet. So if anybody wants to get in contact with you for any of those services, whether they need to talk to a past spirit or they want to, you know, but because of, I guess you do readings and stuff too, right? And
Yes,
you know,
I do
maybe
readings.
Palm readings too, because we know that a lot of
I don't do palm readings because I'm not that well educated on it yet. I'm still learning
Gotcha. Well, that's good to know.
I do a little bit of pendulum. I do some pendulum work, and I have a whole bunch of those. I do a little bit Tarot. I'm still learning that. I'm in the beginning process of learning that because I never learned on actual cards. Spirit just taught me just natural. It just came.
Right. And you didn't learn how to read the energy through cards like the tarot readers do, right? Yeah. Well, if anybody wants to get in contact with you for any of the services that you've expressed tonight, how can one do so?
530-646-8782, Psychic Mom, PSYCHICMOM, Mary Oscar Mary, 2017 at gmail.com, and updated website coming soon.
There you go. So all the people that watch tonight, I want y'all to just take into consideration, keep an open mind that, you know, there are people all over the world who have certain gifts and abilities. And very seldom do we have people that will be brave enough to come on and talk about their gifts and abilities, because we know that when it comes to anything spiritual, people are shunned for that. People are made fun of, and people are easily not believed when it comes to anything that's dealing with the spirit realm, talking to spirits, being a person that is in the psychic space where they can help people with, you know, learning different things that they may not be able to figure out on their own. Just being able to understand the difference in, you know, how the spirit works. There are people who are brave enough to come out here and tell their version of that. So we want to keep in mind, keep an open mind. Don't always be so close to things, and be willing to understand people from a perspective. Okay. So I want to thank all the people tonight that gave comments, that jumped on. It was very good. It was very dope for those of you that did. Treacy, dope seeing you on, jumping on the live and checking out the show. I definitely appreciate you. And all the other people that jumped on tonight, just remember, each and every week, y'all know what I do. I get up here and I talk to some of the world's most interesting people. And tonight was a great show. And I want any of y'all out there that's watching tonight, if you have anything dealing in the spirit space that the Psychic Mom can help you with, please feel free to reach out to her at the places that she pointed out. Or if not, just contact me and I can connect y'all, right? And then you can go from there. Because like I said, it's so much information out here. It's just whether you're willing to learn about it or not. You don't always have to accept everything, but you should be always open to learn. You're never too old to learn. Right. And the moment that you feel like you know everything is the moment you're going to lose. Right. So let's pay attention out here.
I do have one final thing to say when you're all
done.
Yeah,
definitely. Say what you got to say.
This is the Outlaw Psychic, the daughter of the Old West Outlaws. Shoot for the best in the new Old West. You just can't miss with me.
That's dope. All right, Unc, I love you too, Unc. I definitely appreciate you tuning in, y'all. Definitely. Yeah, definitely appreciate you tuning in, Unc, for real. All right, y'all. So look, again, like I said, y'all, thank y'all so much. Yo, Psychic Mom, Melissa, thank you so much for joining me. Don't hang up yet. I'm going to talk to you a little bit offline.
Okay.
To those of you that watched, thank y'all so much. I want y'all to make sure y'all click the links in the description. Y'all help support the brand. Definitely, if you are watching me on YouTube tonight, please subscribe if you're not subscribed already. So that way you'll be notified when we go live and we get to the business. All right. To those of you guys that are on TikTok and all the other places, I'm there. Find me, follow, let's engage. All right. Until next week, y'all know the vibes, yo. I say this each and every week. If you do not believe in yourself, nobody else will. Right. So until next week, y'all, peace. And we out of here.